downtown, we live. Over the feeling, when it's go time, I go lie, lie from the kitchen with a ditch. Get your dad for a whipping. Whip a brick, when you break the whole brick down, this with it to get you. Pat glaze, frost wrist, how you fucking all these bitches.
Yeah, man, we here, we back again, man. CJ2K Fantasy Football Podcast, sponsored by Smash and Dash. Here with my boy, PH. You know what I'm saying? Give him your podcast. Let him know what it is. You know what I'm saying?
Everybody, we back. Pull up on PH32 Films on IG. Check out the PH podcast on all podcast platforms. Check out the YouTube page, PH32 Films. I'm glad I'm back. Let's talk some football.
Let's talk some football, man. And we going into week 8, man. And you know, this is around the time where, hey, if you're doing bad, don't give up so early. You might have to get you a couple of trades. But lately, man, the people I've been dealing with, the leads I've been in, the type of trades they've been sending over to me is absolutely garbage, man. Like, keep them trades. Don't even try it, man. Like, keep them trades. Like, it's crazy. But, man, you know what we're going to do? We're trying to help you out. So we're going to see what PH and some of my stardom and sit them. And we'll start with you. We're going to start off with, let me know what your quarterback, who would you start this week and who would you sit?
That's a good question. I should have been more prepared. In my opinion, I'm just going to go off the schedule right now. I'm just going to look at these teams and feel like what defense really can't stop this quarterback. I must say, and that's what's crazy. You probably going to disagree. We're going to find out. Is Tua playing? Because if he is, put him in against Detroit. He's going to put Tua's numbers up.
Yeah.
He obviously, they're ignoring the concussion protocols or whatever they're doing out there. They're putting him back in his game. We saw what happened. But I say put Tua in against Detroit.
Okay. Start Tua.
Start him.
Okay. So who is your sit him?
That's a good question. I won't really. So let's see. Yeah. I heard somebody say sit Tom Brady. I'll never do that in my life. I just want to say I don't want that person to call down this job. You're not sitting Tom Brady.
Can't sit Tom.
Maybe Justin Fields against the Cowboys defense. Their defense is very, very good.
Their defense biting.
But he can make plays with his legs, so he probably still going to get you some points. But you might want to, if he one of them ones that you got another backup that's going to probably throw for some yards, go with the person throwing for yards. Because Fields look like, a lot. He didn't look that bad. They won. I mean, they lost. Did they win? No. Who did they just play? Anyway,
they played.
Get off that. Just start. It don't matter who he. You know, last time I seen him, he looked like, you know, he can run around and do his thing. But Dallas defense gonna find you. They're coming to get you off the edge. You know what Parsons. You know what time it is for them. So sit him.
Okay. With me, I'm going. You Mutton, terrible. I made a terrible decision, not this past week, but the week before.
And what was that?
Oh my gosh, don't kill me. I benched Joe Burrow and put in Kirk Cousins.
You reading the blogs or something, you looking at them. You saw the chain. You saw when you put on the chain.
He tripped. Yeah, cousin. Man, Burrow had been tripping a little bit before then. And then, you know, Kirk Cousins, he always like, you know, sometimes he give you one or two of them games in a row that he just go crazy. Yeah. But, man, you know, my bad. I say start Burrow. The last 2 weeks, week 6, he gave you 300 passing yards, 3 touchdowns. Week 7, he gave you 481 passing yards, 3 touchdowns. So that was over 30 fantasy points each of those weeks. So it's like he's on fire right now. So you have no choice but to start him.
I got Ja'Marr Chase, so I knew what time it was last week, but Burrow was throwing it all over the yard.
Burrow was going crazy, man. And then the guy that I'm going to say that you have to sit, I'm going to say Matt Stafford, man. You got to sit Matt, man. We know Cooper Kupp at this point. Cooper Kupp is the only guy he's going to throw the ball.
He's playing 49ers?
Yeah.
He's playing 49ers.
Playing the 49ers, and, you know, I just don't see that coming out well for him.
I'm going to be real. it's something between the head coaches too, because every time it seemed like 49ers, they just know how to beat Rams. Like, I don't know if it's just between McVay, he understands, like, Kyle Shanahan understands McVay because they used to coach together in Washington, but they seem to struggle every time they play 49ers.
Right.
One thing about that game, though, people need to understand too, 49ers lost their last two games in a row. One was to Falcons. The other was Chiefs. We understand that. But you lost to the Falcons. So they looking for a big win, and they definitely going to get a pick messing with Stafford. He'll throw you.
They lost to the Falcons?
Right. They lost to the Falcons and then, you know, Chiefs. I mean, we understand Chiefs, but Falcons, they kind of like, I don't know. They was running all over for 49ers that game. I don't expect that out of Henderson from the Rams, if you know, just talking fantasy talk.
Yeah. Only thing we know about it, he's at this point, he's going to get the full load with Henderson. So he can't do nothing but go up. He can't do nothing but go up. So, okay. So who is your starters running backs? Or do you want me to start off with the running backs?
You can go first because I need to.
Okay. You can go first. Yeah. What I'm saying is my stardom is going to be Travis Etienne from Jacksonville. And I say that, and I'm not going off. It don't matter who they play or any of that or whatever it is. I'm going off. They just changed. They just traded James Robinson. Now, he was a first-round pick, so we know eventually in due time it was going to be his full backfield. And this just gave – they just gave him the key to the car. So, I know for sure he's going to get the whole load. He can't do nothing but go up. I say you might as well start him at running back two, flex, running back two, something like that. I'm pretty sure he's not out there on the waiver wire, but he's somebody.
Coming into the season, people was talking about him. Like,
Like
Robinson ain't even do nothing last year. Robinson really was good to me last year. Like, I felt like I snuck around and got Robinson on y'all last year. So I was feeling kind of good because he was one of the guys running last year. And he probably still going around. I mean, he just got traded. You might see what he do for the Jets. You know what I'm saying? Depending on what they got going on out there on that offensive side with the coordinator. But I think also if you got James Robinson, don't just think that it's over for him because they got him in the Jets for a reason. So he's probably a back you can start to say, you know, who you want to start. You might need to start James Robinson on Jets because we saw Hall got himself hurt out there. He was a baller for Jets, but Hall got himself hurt.
I'm saying you don't think it'll take a few weeks for James Robinson to get going in their system and all those? Are you going to say
it's probably going to take him a few weeks, but unless you plan on giving Berrios they was giving Berrios the reverses and, you know what I mean, he making some plays, but it's like, you got to get in this game. Well, we picked you up for a reason. We're going to put you in this game.
Right, exactly.
I'm sure it's probably some other backs, that you can start instead of James Robinson. He's going to get carries out there. New York.
Okay, I feel you. And my sit-em, I know at this point in time, people going to start to say that I'm a hater and all this stuff, but we're talking fantasy here. And like,
who are you hating on?
It is what it is, man. I'm not hating.
Right.
He's hating on me because he's killing my fantasy, man. Najee Harris, man. Najee, man. I can't depend on him. Najee haven't giving me over 13 fantasy points the whole year. Not over 13, bro. Like, you know what's so crazy to me? Even though you can say their line probably not blocking as well or whatever it is, they use him in the passing game as well. Where are my points per catch and my points in a passing game? Is like, it's just not there for me. So it's like,
well documented, though. Steelers quarterback position, they having some struggles out there. So you know,
and they was talking so good about what his name, Pickens. They was talking great about Pickett. They was saying that he was gonna be the savior.
Yeah, it's called PR. But at the same time, if you don't get right, you gotta produce out here on this field. So I mean, a screen pass every now and then, but looking for that chemistry between them two, you're not going to have it. You know, Pickett just getting out there, probably running for his life the whole time anyway. You running for your life, you're not about to, you know what I'm saying? It's not happening.
Yeah, it's crazy. So who are your running backs starting to sit them?
I gave you James Robinson as a sneak. I've been hearing people talk about, well, I guess because if you have a Zeke, I think Zeke might be hurt in this game. They ain't saying that right now if he's going to play or not, but you need to sit him down.
But does it even matter, hurt or not, at this point?
Not really, because you know Pollard going to get some of the carries. It really can go for both, because I'm hearing people say to sit Pollard too, but I'm like, if Zeke ain't playing, you definitely got to play Pollard. But
you have
if they both playing, you better find another running back, because sometimes, I can say it, personal experience. He hasn't done anything I needed him to do. And I had Pollard, not Zeke. I had Pollard. And he's been like off on all, I don't know. So he could be somebody that you would sit. It's an obvious sit, but you wouldn't do that. All fantasy people I'm talking to, there's an obvious sit. His name is Dobbins. Don't put him in that game because he hurt. It's over. He just came back. He's on IR. Don't put him in. But I picked up Gus Edwards too. So this is a sit him. You're talking sit him, but if you got Gus Edwards, you need to play him too. I'm just trying to help all the fantasy people out here. Like, pick Gus Edwards up off the waiver wire. Get him right now. He might still be there. Right. I ain't going to bring up last year when he got hurt in the offseason before the season even started, messing my team up. But my sit is definitely, I can just go through and look at one of my leagues and just tell you, because I got so many bats that ain't really producing like they need to. Who can I sit? Nope, he got to buy Clyde Edwards-Helaire. Don't do him. McCaffrey against Rams. Right. That's a shock pick. Don't play him. I seen him last week. It was a good trade. I understand. Shock value. Everybody want to talk about it. We know GM has been knowing him forever. Ed McCaffrey, John Lynch play together. Broncos. But I'll put him on that bench this week against the Rams. There's one player that Rams not going to want to get off. It's going to be McCaffrey.
Yes, McCaffrey. Yeah. That sounds about right. He just got over there. He got in the middle of the week. The crazy thing about it, I thought he probably wouldn't even play. They still throw him in there, man.
I couldn't even believe it. I thought people were joking, to be honest with you. When I saw it on the bottom line, I was kind of like, okay, it's official. But when I first heard about it, I'm like, we were like, 49 just got McCaffrey. Like, but it's blow up time in Charlotte. Blow up the team time.
But being that you are a Carolina Panther fan, correct me if I'm
absolutely
wrong.
Absolutely not. I live in North Carolina. I'm not a fan. Let's make it very clear. I've been watching football before they had a team. I don't want to diss the fans, but I just want to let y'all know very clearly, I'm not a Carolina Panther fan. I've been watching football before they had a team. I like 49ers, okay?
Okay, Jay Wright, okay. Well,
they're my favorite players. All these Panthers fans, I like, they didn't understand 49ers was doing it in the 90s when they didn't have a team yet. Now you're talking about you a Panthers fan. But anyway, continue.
Well, you over there in Carolina with the turmoil and all those type of things. So what is your take? Could you believe this trade? Did you think they would ever let McCaffrey go? Like,
I definitely didn't think they'd let McCaffrey go, but he's the only one at this point that's got some real value. So they had to do what they got to do. At this point, they're selling it. You might as well just say throw the whole thing out. I ain't gonna lie. That's a big win against Tampa Bay, but nobody gonna pay that any attention because Tampa not really that good this year. From what people saying, even though they're still, in my opinion, you playing in NFC South. Guess what? They're gonna be probably winning that sorry division. It's not that good. You got Saints, you got Carolina, you got Falcons, maybe. So they still got a chance, but it's like that's a big win for Steve Wilks, especially what they did to him in Arizona, giving him that 1 year like that, and then you gotta go. That's good for him to get to take over and, get a chance to get a win like that against Tom Brady. He can put that on his resume and say, when I want to go to my next job, hey, I coached and we beat Brady. Shout out to P.J. Walker.
Shout out
to P.J. Walker making throws last week. Do I think they're going to keep Steve Wilkes? That's another conversation.
So I feel like okay, I'm going to go to receivers. I feel you have to – Ja'Marr Chase. Like, just like his quarterback gave you 30 points in the last 2 weeks, he gave you 30 points in the last 2 weeks. He's coming into his own. Yeah, and he's projected to give you 20 points. Anytime you get 20 points from a receiver, like, you got me. Like any player, I don't matter.
Last week by himself, just one thing. He came out and said, I'm that guy this week. Now, sometimes Ja'Marr Chase, people who have him like myself, y'all know sometimes he just, he can't find him sometimes. I don't know what's up. But when he ready to play,
he's
top five in the league.
Yeah, easy. Definitely.
I would start him too. I'm gonna take a different one though, since you know when it's my turn. But go ahead. Who you got for who you sitting though? What receiver you sitting? Because last time we was on the show, you said Allen Robinson ain't do nothing for you.
Nothing for me. I sat him, but this time I'm gonna go with DJ Moore, Carolina. DJ Moore, Carolina.
You don't think he's gonna do nothing this week against? Let me see who y'all got this week. Because DJ Moore was balling last week. Why? Why you benching him? He need to be in the game, probably.
They got Atlanta. They got Atlanta.
I'm challenging your pick right now. He needs to be in it, probably. Who they got?
I just feel like they got rid of McCaffrey last week, and the whole Cinderella thing, and they did good the first time coming out. Oh, we don't need them, but I think this week is where it's really gonna get real. PJ Walker gonna have to go out there and show that he really deserved to be in this league, and it's gonna be crazy. It's gonna be crazy. Mark my word, they got him slated for 13 fantasy points, and I know that's not even that high, but I feel like he's gonna be under that. I feel like he's gonna score under
13. I want to study him to say DJ Moore. I'm gonna keep it real. Yeah. But has he been balling all year? No. So it's not like far fetched now. I'm just
point.
We deep with his fantasy talk. So yeah, Moore. I think he'll have a better. I don't think he can get 13 points messing with PJ Walker. Now when I really think about it,
man, they're not gonna let PJ Walker throw the ball 30 times. PJ Walker probably gonna throw the ball no more than 20 times.
You might be right. you got me. I would say, we're going to watch that. We'll keep that game, red zone it or something, because we're not watching the whole Panthers game right now anyway. They're too sorry. Mm-hmm. Who would I since the – I got to look at my bench because that means they ain't getting in. I ain't going to lie. He been hurt, though, so I can't really say him. DK Metcalf just got hurt. Definitely put him on the bench, just so you know. Josh Dotson, he might come back from the concussion for Washington. And he was balling all year this year to me. And I had him in early getting points. I'm kind of scrambling in one of my leagues because of him. But I think if he gets cleared to be able to play, don't let him fool you. Don't put him in. Like, keep him on the bench. Like, it's going to take another week, I think. Terry McLaurin starting to ball a little more. Like, he was balling last game. He didn't really give you a lot for the season, but in the last few games, I felt like he was balling. So Terry McLaurin, definitely, I'll say, put him in his game. If you got him, there's a lot of people who came into the season with him. He was one of those receivers with like Debo that got paid early on his deal too, just to give y'all some background for sports business. So they cashed him out. So it's time to start, putting up. You know what I'm saying? Like really start putting plays together out there. But you are dealing with a handicap. And Carson Wentz, so I can understand that too. But at the same time, got a chance to start him, put him in that game. That's what I say. I'm on Commanders right now, receivers. Don't put Dotson in there. If he's cleared, I know you're going to be tempted too because he's been balling for us, but he's been out because he got a concussion. So.
Oh, wow.
So,
okay.
Start and sit.
Okay. So for my tight ends, I'm going to go with the reason why I'm saying this, and that's something that I have to do because in my league, oh my God, Austin Eckler and Travis Kelce is on their bye week at the same time. So
I definitely had Edwards Helaire on the bench this week, and I was mad because he know how to score a lot this year, and he got a bye.
Yeah, so I'm going with Gesicki from Miami. I like the way he's doing what's it called?
The gritty.
His gritty is wild, man. And I just off the gritty, I think, they're going to start giving him some more targets because not even that, he's been coming through, man. Like, he's been making some nice catches, some nice touchdown catches or whatever like that. So I'm going to go with Gesicki, and that's if you have like my situation, you got guys on bye week, you got guys on hurt. And I just feel like I've been playing like this guy that I'm finna tell that's gonna be my sit him. Waller, he's been hurt. He's been hurt. And when he's been playing, he haven't been doing absolutely nothing. So why not go with Gesicki?
I didn't get him this year. I ain't been hearing nothing about him this year.
Nothing at all. He hasn't been absolutely nothing, bro. I don't think he gave me over like 10 or 12 points this whole year. Like, that why, like, if I done started him 6-7 games, I might as well start Gesicki. Like, yeah. I might as well give him a try. Give somebody else try. So, yeah, Waller, man, he's going to be my sit-em of this week. And that's what it is.
It's always a player on your bench in fantasy that just looking up at you like, yo, put me in, bro. Like, come on, wait. Like, I'm almost here. But you don't want to put him because you got somebody, you either got some kind of respect for there, or like it gets too personal. Yeah. Waller is standing in that game with really Giuseppe getting points down there on the bench.
Exactly. And the crazy thing about it, I had Waller already, but I just picked Giuseppe up off the waiver wire.
So we say this all the time. Like we said it the last time. I feel like people have been saying this all year. Kyle Pitts, man. Listen, Falcons, I never know what to do. It's like I got him and I look at their receivers and I feel like, yo, Pitts gotta be somebody y'all getting the ball to. Like, what are y'all doing? Right. No, Arthur Smith supposed to be like offense, do his thing. And they've been looking better. I ain't gonna just, you know, I'm not gonna trash Falcons. Obviously, like I said that earlier, they beat 49ers. But y'all don't know what to do with Kyle Pitts, man. I'm going to just be honest. I'm sitting right. You know what I'm saying? I ain't going to lie. Last time we talked, he was on the trade block messing around with me. You know what I'm saying? You know how when you say people saying wild trades? I was one of them wild trade senders like, hey, what y'all want for Kyle Pitts, bro? Like, get off my team. Just wilding. And it's not a personal thing. Like, shout out to right. He went to Florida. I understand. He's one of my favorite players I've seen in college, but in this league, it's different when it's fantasy. Well, ain't no loyalty out here. Like, remember no I said that. Fantasy edit that clip. Ain't no fantasy with this loyalty. I mean, ain't no fantasy. Ain't no loyalty with this fantasy. Know that. No. Kyle Pitts, sit. Start. It's an easy start. People gonna always do that. So I wouldn't say Goddard because everybody always gonna start Goddard. Let's see. I'm gonna try to find a sleep tight end. I never really was thinking about. Sleep tight end, maybe you can put in the game. I got one that's in one of my leagues, my ESPN league. Mm-hmm. We'll talk about a different leagues one day too, like because there's levels to the NFL one and the ESPN one. There's a tight end that's playing for the Steelers. He questionable, and I don't want to mess his name up, but y'all know who I'm talking about. He number 88, so I'm not gonna mess his last name up. Shout out to anybody who knows his last name, like his family and people who care about him. I'll put him in this game if he gets cleared for the Steelers because who the hell is going to throw it to? I do like Pickens, right. But I mean, a tight end is a young quarterback's best friend. Never forget it.
Right, right. You're definitely right. So I got one more question for you before we get up out of here. What do you think? What do you think about Tyler Lockett and how he can do for you being that DJ? DK Metcalf is out. Do you think he's going to have a much better game?
Yes.
Hard. Yeah.
I love Tyler Lockett. Right. Player in the league. So they got Metcalf, and that's like the one that everybody know. He's like big, and he's going to, you know, physically do his thing. But Lockett, to me, is the one that can run the whole route tree, man. And I got a lot of respect for people who can run that whole route tree. I feel like you can give him all over the middle. You can give him the ball deep. Geno Smith, yo, everybody been talking about him right now, and I'm telling you why. It's because he's throwing a locket, but Metcalf is making some plays too this year. I got Metcalf, you know what I'm saying? I have to keep him in the game. But Lockett is one of those players, man. He's like a glue for a team. I feel like it's going to be forever before they ever get rid of him off that team. I think he does a lot more for that team off the field to keep them together. So he's one of my favorites. I think he's going to ball out. You know, week in and week out. That's how I feel about Lockett personally.
Right. That was up. I feel like the same way, man. DK, you know, he's out this week. Who else they gonna go to? I feel like Geno is gonna go to somebody that he's comfortable with.
Sleeper picks. Marquise Goodwin. He was making some plays for them last week.
Okay.
People got that heat, you know what I'm saying? He's on Seahawks making some plays. He might be somebody that can throw the ball too, but I'm not expecting him to get more throws than Lockett. So
Yeah, that's a good one. And then I think his first name is Eno Benjamin with the Cardinals. I think people should look at him like if they need somebody sub in for a bye week or just somebody like he's been coming in, giving me some points, whatever like that. So I think he's a sleeper for the rest of the year because when he got the whole load, You know, he put up points. He did good. So I think it's somebody that you can look towards. And
Cardinals,
it'll be a good pick for your Cardinals.
Rondale Moore, I feel like they're forcing him to rock. Like, they want him to be good. So, like, that's a good thing in your fantasy and you need somebody in the game. Yeah. I made a mistake. I didn't say a mistake, but kind of a mistake. I put him in last week in a Thursday night game when they won and they threw him a touchdown back in the end zone. That's that play that everybody kept looking at, like, why you didn't throw the ball to D-Hop? It was his first game back. They ain't hit him with the fade. They threw it to Rondale Moore. Like, I think Kyler Murray and him friends or something because he get throws out there. Like, you got to make plays with him. So he can be somebody you can pick up because a lot of people don't have him in their league.
That was up. That was up, man. But you know it was good getting with you, man. CJ2K Fantasy and PH32 Films Podcast. We done linked together. We done came together. And just look forward to seeing PH32 Films on here with me a whole lot more all the time, man. Such a great co-host, man. I love it, man. Appreciate you.
Hey, I appreciate you for having me. And again, when you come on my podcast, the PH Podcast, I'm going to definitely ask you about when you was at the alumni, because I'm like, yo, I saw all the alumni people for Titans. And it was a few folks that I feel like I ain't see, but you know, you catch little clips. You don't see everybody. So I wanted to ask you if I see, because was V Young there?
V, he didn't come. He had to do something. He had an event somewhere he had. So he didn't make it, but Warren Moon was definitely there. Warren Moon was there.
Definitely got some goals in there. And I seen you put on a jacket. I asked you that on my podcast, though. Thanks for having me, man. I appreciate it. Good luck this week, everybody in fantasy and in all your legal betting stakes.
Yeah.
Make them up bets.
Not at all. Appreciate you. Yes, sir.
Downtown, we live. Over the feelings. When it's go time, I go lie from the kitchen with a ditch. Get your dad for a whipping. Whip a brick. When you break the whole brick down, this what it'll get you.